The Sultan of Sizzle. The Titan of Toastiness. The Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones. Those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard. They have the backyard. Because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Our friends in Canada, friends here in the South with me, people hanging up in the North with super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He's in New York City on the boards. Everybody out West, people out West, over the Pacific Ocean into Hawaii. All of my folks listening up in Alaska, what's up? I hear you, Chicago. I see you, Las Vegas. Got people in Detroit. Yeah, I know. It's been a rough week. I appreciate you for listening. Hey, anyway, I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. This is a four-hour show. I get started every single weeknight at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. Good afternoon, everybody out West, and welcome to a little bit of drive time. Maybe you're relaxing. Maybe you're going to work. Maybe you're quitting work. Maybe you're going out there to get that money. Congratulations to you. Okay, we've had a busy show so far. Thank you so much to CBS Sports basketball analyst John Gonzalez. John Gonzalez came through and joined us last hour to take a look at some of the interesting stories in the NBA right now. Joel Embiid, we know that he went down, exited the game last night against the Golden State Warriors. Jonathan Kuminga falls onto his leg. It appeared to be hyperextended. Joel Embiid, with a history of injuries, once again leading the NBA in scoring, doesn't look like he's going to be around or available for a few weeks. Hopefully he can stick around for the postseason. Also, big news in the NFL today, the Seahawks named Mike McDonald their new head coach. He is the NFL's youngest head coach now at 36 years old. He is replacing someone in Pete Carroll, who is literally twice his age at 72. There's only one head coaching job available in the NFL right now. One slot that's still open, that belongs to the Washington Commanders. Ron Rivera's old seat has yet to be filled. So much going on. Ben Johnson deciding to stay in Detroit, rejects being Seahawks head coach and also an opportunity with the Commanders. Also some interesting rumors about Belichick potentially taking over for Nick Sirianni if Sirianni's seat gets too hot next season. And so much NFL news, even though that we are a week and a half away from the big game. We know the big game is going to go down out in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm sure you got a lot of folks who are scrambling to get their tickets, people trying to get out to Vegas to participate in the big old party, and then maybe even walk out with a few bucks. And if you are a fan of the Kansas City Chiefs or the San Francisco 49ers, you can get your hands on some money, okay? So there's a lot going on. But as we move towards the game, we know a big focus has been on the quarterbacks. What Patrick Mahomes can continue to do to, you know, boost and elevate his legacy already as a young quarterback. And then you have Brock Purdy. You know, what respect will Brock Purdy receive? What's in store for Brock Purdy if he should lose or potentially win this game? Are people going to give him a break? Are they going to cut him some slack? And we know quarterback is the most important position, not just in the NFL. It's probably the most important position in all of professional sports. The quarterback makes all of the decisions to move the offense. You know, it's a team sport. You can share equal responsibility on a basketball court. You have non-positional players out on a baseball field. But the quarterback always has the ball in his hands and is tasked with making every decision all the time. As a quarterback goes, so does the team. So if your quarterback is ass, you ain't winning nothing. You could have an excellent team, but if a guy can't deliver the ball in the simplest form, you're cooked. It's really that simple. And so looking at all the quarterbacks that we've had in the NFL, you know, we can go back through history. But I wanted to look at recent history. Because for the past 20 or so years, 20 years just about, we've had to look at Tom Brady. He has run the NFL. Mo Lewis knocked the living daylights out of Drew Bledsoe. And we were birthed Tom Brady, the Tom Brady era. Well, now Tom Brady is gone. First full season, we didn't see Tom Brady. And so now this is Patrick Mahomes. And so the eras are changing. The players are changing. The quarterbacks are changing. The coaches are getting younger. And the coaches are changing. And so tonight, I wanted to take a look at some of the best quarterbacks in the NFL over the past 25 years. I wanted to take a look at the era of Tom Brady and also hear Patrick Mahomes and say, wow, you know, who have been or who has been the best of the best? And so every single Wednesday night, I deliver to you a new top six list, and I'm not going to waste any time right now this moment as well. It's time for a list. These are the top six QBs in the NFL over the last 25 years. Where's the funky music?
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you to everybody listening on the free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliates, SiriusXM 158, and a smart speaker. Just ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. Every Wednesday, you'll hear this top six list. Well, not this one in particular. This one is special for tonight. Top six quarterbacks over the last 25 years. This was probably the most difficult decision to make. This one made me go, wait a minute. I got to move this guy off the list and put this man on. And then I had to go, no, I can't do that. And I had to really dive into the numbers. I really had to think about some of the accomplishments. And I'm going to just say his name at number six. Top quarterbacks over the past 25 years, thinking about the successes and the talent, the accomplishments, it's Eli Manning. I know I want to punch myself. I want to punch myself. Maybe I'm a masochist, maybe not. I want to hurt myself over even saying it. But when you think about the accomplishments, yeah, you can look at Eli Manning through the course of a regular season. Average. The man has a career record, starting quarterback for the New York Giants, of 117-117. That's as equal and mediocre as it gets. But here's the kicker. Somehow, some way, when it matters the most, Eli Manning takes his game to another level. Game-ending, game-winning drives, and none bigger than his two Super Bowls, one which includes beating the New England Patriots that was supposed to just beat everybody, go undefeated, and win a Super Bowl after they score a million points just about in every single game. Eli Manning stopped Tom Brady twice. I don't know where Eli Manning found this cape, but you can't take away from his Iron Man streak. Eli Manning just basically played forever, never got hurt. He showed up, and yet you would see pick sixes. You would see turnovers. But when it mattered the most, Eli Manning is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, one of the most accomplished over the past 25 years, without a shadow of a doubt. If you needed a clutch reminder, how about trying to win that first Super Bowl, airing that ball up to David Tyree? And, well, you know what? There was a more famous call of it. Some guy named Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, they had the call on Fox. Let's go back to the 2008 Super Bowl.
Pressure from Thomas off the edge. Eli Manning stays on his feet, airs it out down the field. It is caught by Tyree. Inside the 25, and a timeout taken. Oh, my God. This ball's thrown, and Tyree just goes up for it like a basketball player. Harrison trying to knock it down. And Eli, man, I don't know how he got out of there. I thought he was on the ground, and then he came out of the pile and just slings it.
Yeah, Eli Manning is Harry Houdini. And then the guy, David Tyree, is out there catching the pass with his helmet. It was nutty. And then they beat an undefeated Patriots team. And about 4 years later, they go out there and beat the Patriots again. Eli Manning, I got him number 6 on my list, the top 6 quarterbacks over the last 25 years. Find me somebody more clutch than Eli Manning. And not just because of those two games. Some of the game-winning drives and playoff performances, whether it be in Green Bay, it's remarkable. He took his game to another level. And you know what? Somebody else who appreciates him? Well, the guys he beat. Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Listen to this, courtesy of ESPN.
You deserved every victory. You earned them all. An amazing quarterback. You displayed everything that it takes to be one of the all-time greats.
Congratulations on your 16-year franchise record career with the New York Giants.
Yeah, Bill Belichick sounded miserable about that. But what else is new? Belichick always sounds miserable. Most times, I think. We may actually hear Belichick in a few seconds. Anyway, Eli Manning is number 6 on the list. Hey, what's next after 6?
Number 5.
Top 6 quarterbacks in the NFL over the last 25 years. If I got to take a look at number 5, this is a dude who wasn't supposed to even have a career. This is a guy who wasn't even supposed to last. This is a man who's barely 6 feet tall, had to deal with a massive shoulder injury, got a second lease at life in New Orleans. Most people go to New Orleans to get drunk. He actually turned his life around. It's Drew Brees. This man, 15 years with the Saints, 13-time Pro Bowler. This guy beat the Colts in 2010 to win himself a Super Bowl and uplift the entire city of New Orleans, and how about help uplift the entire Gulf region, especially after the hurricane. This man set up on the scene and immediately got love, and he played his ass off. People say he was a master of short passes. People would say, especially towards the end with Michael Thomas, he's the king of the slants, and he just won. And the San Diego Chargers at the time didn't believe that he was capable of anything. Drew Brees is the realest little engine that could, that just balled out until his body quit on him. A matter of fact, he was on the Dan Patrick Show a few years ago, and Drew Brees, he read some of these negative criticisms from NFL scouts. Listen to this.
So tends to sidearm his passes going deep. Okay. Lacks accuracy and touch on his long throws. Seems more comfortable in the short intermediate passing attack. Well, that's the whole design of the spread offense.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Does not possess the ideal height you look for in a pro passer.
There we go.
I didn't think that was coming. Though his ability to scan the field helps him compensate in this area. Okay, so I've got something.
A little positive.
Yeah. There. Will improvise and run when the passing lanes are clogged, but tends to run through defenders rather than trying to avoid them to prevent unnecessary punishment.
I've never seen Drew Brees take real. I mean, he's taking his share of punishment. He ain't running into anybody. Drew Brees was not Cam Newton. That man got the ball snapped. That man threw the ball. That man moved the ball down the field with ridiculous accuracy. He balled out until his body could no longer hold up. You want to think about the past 25 years? Top 6 quarterbacks. I got Drew Brees at number 5. Who's next up on the list?
Number 4.
Oh, it's simple. This dude is still playing. He's still going. He's still talking, too. As he's gotten older, he does not know how to shut up. Irritates a lot of people. Just ripped his Achilles. Didn't come back to the New York Jets. The Green Bay Packers and their fans are happy that they don't have him anymore. It's Aaron Rodgers. Yes, Aaron Rodgers. I have him at number 4. My top 6 quarterbacks in the NFL over the past 25 years. Aaron Rodgers is just like he's a football genius. Aaron Rodgers, and we know his story. He was drafted in 2005. He had to wait years before Brett Favre moved the hell up on out the way. And what has he done? He has cemented himself as one of the greatest NFL quarterbacks of all times. This is an Aaron Rodgers who, despite all of the running of his mouth that he does about all subjects, trying to needle every and anybody, when he did get his chance and opportunity to finally play on a full-time basis in 2008, he started to ball out. Four NFL MVPs. He picked up a Super Bowl victory in 2011. Yes, it's been some time. But he's been so good, especially later in his career, they get Jordan Love and the guy's like, hey, I'm picking up more MVPs. And the New York Jets are like, hell, well, he's better than anything that we've ever had in this building. Let's go ahead and give him a shot, even though he's pushing 40. Aaron Rodgers has made some of the best throws that I've ever seen in my life. Aaron Rodgers is actually a master how he does it. Maybe a little bit of luck. He can execute a Hail Mary. He is just pinpoint accurate. His ability to scramble and move and throw the ball is just, it's amazing. A matter of fact, somebody else who thinks he's rather amazing is Bill Belichick. I told you Bill Belichick typically sounds angry and crotchety. Not when talking about Aaron Rodgers on the NFL Network. Listen to this.
Killed us the last time we played him. So, I mean, he's a great player. He does everything well. He's reads coverage as well. Very accurate throwing the ball. Got a great touch down the field, short intermediate. They get a lot of catch and run plays. A lot of that's because of his great accuracy. Puts the ball right on the receiver and doesn't have to break stride and can get, just keep running with it.
Oh, well, that... Hey, Hickey, that counts as Belichick enthusiasm, right? He's strung more than three words together. That's enthusiastic, right?
And especially when he's talking positively about a player and actually giving glowing compliments, even though the tone's not there, I'm with you.
Yeah, just a couple more words. Congratulations, Bill Belichick. He sounded happy. Good for him. Anyway, Aaron Rodgers, number four on my list. Top six QBs over the last 25 years. If I have Aaron Rodgers at number four... Who's this number?
Number three.
Oh, who's that number three? This man. You could play a movie on this guy's forehead, okay? It's Peyton Manning. It's the brother of Eli. It's the guy who only has, well, I'm sorry, Peyton. Your brother beat you in two until you picked up two. You picked up that one with the Broncos. But anyway, we got two Mannings here on the list. Peyton is one of the most cerebral players that you'll ever see in your life. This was his calling card. I mean, when the guy came out of Tennessee, there was a full expectation that he was going to be one of the best. And, you know, after leading the world in interceptions in his first year, yes, Peyton Manning turned things around to be one of the best quarterbacks that the NFL has ever seen. I mean, people are screaming Omaha, 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 and it really highlights his pre-snap reads. It highlights his ability to understand a team and what they're going to do before they even do it. I guess with that big old head and his massive brain, he understands everything about the game. I guess someone who understands him even more is, again, Bill Belichick. I can't believe this, but we're going to hear Bill Belichick be enthusiastic again? I guess we will. Here's Bill Belichick praising Peyton Manning.
When you play against Peyton Manning, you're playing against the quarterback and the game planner and the offensive play caller. So it's really all three wrapped up into one. So all the tendencies from other games and all the, you know, they did this against the Bears and they did this against, you know, Buffalo and did this. That doesn't really mean anything. He's playing you. He's under center. He's got the game plan. He's going to handle the protections. He's going to make the adjustments and he's going to call the plays and he's going to execute the plays. So you got to really figure out how he sees the game, because in the end, that's going to trump everything else. And it's unusual to see, a quarterback like that. He's a little different than any of the other ones. So call it a chess game, call it a matchup, but he was all those wrapped up into one. So you've got to know that. You got to know who the play caller is. You got to know who's making the game plan, and you got to know how the quarterback thinks, and that was all Peyton Manning.
Yeah, you heard what Belichick said about thinking. Peyton Manning got a lot of capacity to do that. And even coming back from his injury, man. The Colts said, we're done with you, man. That neck is no good. You out of here. And then he does end up winning a championship with the Broncos. Had two chances to do so. And God bless him for catching up to his little brother, Eli. Because for a while there, it's just like, damn, how Eli got two and you got one. And now they sit around on television cracking jokes. I never get to see it because I'm on the radio. Anyway, no Manning cast for me. I don't think I'm missing anything. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Top six quarterbacks over the last 25 years. Peyton Manning, I got him at 3. What's next?
Number 2.
Oh, this guy got drafted in 2017. This man didn't really play until 2018. And when he got that chance and opportunity in his first full season, he's like, hey, here's 50 touchdowns. What? Who the hell does that? Also, if I want to take it a step further, this man goes to the NFL and runs around like it's his birthright. This man goes to Super Bowls like he belongs here, like this is his birthright. This guy that I'm referring to is Patrick Mahomes. I mean, how the hell does Patrick Mahomes have so much success at this stage of his career for a guy who is only 28 years old? He continues to just break records. He continues to just go to Super Bowls. This is someone who already has 2 NFL MVPs. This is someone who's the youngest to do just basically everything. We got a week and a half to talk about Mahomes and all of his, let's just say, abilities. And so I'm not going to go too deep into that. We got a lot to do. But someone who does appreciate him is the head coach. It's Andy Reid. He knows what he has in Patrick Mahomes. This is what he had to say after the last Super Bowl.
He strives to be the greatest. I mean, without saying anything, that's the way he works. I mean, he wants to be the greatest player ever. That's what he wants to do. And that's the way he goes about his business. And he does it humbly. You know, I mean, there's no bragging. He could stand up here and give you these stats that are incredible that he's had, but he's never going to do that. That's just not him. And so we appreciate that. And then when it's time for the guys around him to raise their game, he helps them with that. He's one of these great quarterbacks make everybody around him better, including the head coach. So he's done a heck of a job.
Yeah, Mahomes is nuts, man. Even the Super Bowl that he lost against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he's over there slanging a rock around on a bum leg behind a crap offensive line, and they're still there, you know, in the Super Bowl. And when you think about his dexterity and his ability to scramble and just read defenses, he can make every single pass. He can throw on the move. I remember that Super Bowl. He threw like a Superman pass as he's parallel to the ground just to still get the ball out. And so when you think about the success he's already had as a younger player, he's going for 3 Super Bowls. He's going for number 3. Can you imagine if he has 3 already? It's crazy. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I think it's going to be real simple. I'm talking about the top 6 quarterbacks over the last 25 years. I'm going to share with you a surprise on the other side of the break. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.
The Sultan of Sizzle, the Titan of Toastiness, the Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones, those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard, they have the backyard, because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort. Coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
and I love Pearland, Texas. Shout-outs to everybody out there on 610. Shout-outs to everybody on 610. Shout-outs to everybody on I-10. Shout-outs to Houston. Much love to all of Texas. Okay, I love Texas. I love Austin. I love Dallas. I love Houston. Specifically, I love Pearland. I love all the places that I got no business going in Houston, but I made it out alive. Hey, anyway, I love Texas. I love 6th Street. Not really. Anyway, it is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm sharing with you a top six list. I'm about to share with you number one. Today, we're taking a look at the top six quarterbacks in the NFL over the past 25 years. I'm about to reveal to you a shocker at number one. But first, I want you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. You can get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Let me give you a quick recap on the top five before I share with you numero uno. At number six on the list, I went back and forth a whole lot, and I'll explain briefly about it. At number six, it sounds crazy. I know. I got Eli Manning at number six on my list. Top six QBs over the past 25 years. Feel free to throw darts and arrows, whatever. Anyway, at number five, it's Drew Brees. At number four, I gave you Aaron Rodgers. At number three, I gave you Peyton Manning. At number two, Patrick Mahomes, the youngest to do this, the youngest to do that, the youngest to do this. Super Bowl here, Super Bowl, okay, fine, we get it. He's only 28 years old, and he's almost just as accomplished in a younger amount of time, a shorter amount of time, than everybody else that I just mentioned. And so the big surprise of this list is, I think as we know, there is no surprise. At number one, or excuse me, I gotta hit the fancy guy. Hold on a second.
Number one.
Yeah, there's the fancy guy. See, you gotta, even for Tom Brady, it's the fancy guy. Yeah, Tom Brady's number one here on the list. Self-explanatory, right? 7 Super Bowls. If it wasn't for the aforementioned Eli Manning and some other dude named Foles, wouldn't have been nutty. You can't win them all, right? But wouldn't have been nutty if he had 10? Impossible, right? Impossible. And so Tom Brady, as we know, he's the benchmark. I mean, when he played against Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl a few years ago, there were so many comparisons because he's the benchmark. At the time, it was Tom Brady has 6. Is Patrick Mahomes going to be able to get to 6? Oh, my God, if he wins another one, he's going to be halfway there. Oh, my God, then he's definitely going to win another one. Well, we know he lost, and then he won another one last year against the Eagles, and now he's back in the Super Bowl again. So, Tom Brady, you're the top of the totem pole. You're A number one, top of the heap, all that stuff from Frank Sinatra sang, right? Okay. How do you feel, Tom Brady, knowing that everybody is compared to you? Tom Brady was talking to Pat McAfee, and this was Tom Brady's response. Listen.
There's nothing that Patrick can do, in my opinion, that takes away from what I tried to accomplish in my career, and there's nothing that I did can take away from what he's trying to accomplish. I feel like I tried to be was the best I could be, and I didn't, even though I had sporting idols, like I said, I could never be Steve Young. I could never be Joe Montana. Those are the guys, I could never be Dan Marino or John Elway. These were my childhood idols. And they had incredible careers, and they put as much as they could into their career, and I really respect them for that. And I just tried to do the same thing. And believe me, if anybody can go out there and win 7 Super Bowls, I have so much respect for them. I understand how difficult it is.
I love it. I love what he said, because this is where people get lost in life, right? I don't care if you're throwing a football in the NFL. Care if you're pushing papers or products or moving pack. I don't care what you're doing or what you want to do. The best thing that you could be in life is yourself. Like, you can run around, and yeah, we certainly compare people when it comes down to sports. It's the nature of the business. It's athletics. People are on a level playing field. You want to see what folks do, right? Here's the reality. You can only max out with what you got. And so even for somebody like Tom Brady, and this is what I love, like, we can have the conversations, right? But Patrick Mahomes is already great. And his story is not done. We probably got another decade, maybe more, of Patrick Mahomes. He might be great in his own way. The same way that we have an active player in LeBron James who is great. He is an all-time great. Okay? Is he Michael Jordan? No, he's not. In my opinion, I would still take Michael Jordan over LeBron. But when you think about the accomplishments of LeBron James, there are plenty of things that Michael Jordan has done that LeBron hasn't done. But there are plenty of things LeBron has done that Michael Jordan hasn't. And so you just have to appreciate greatness in different ways. There's not a one-size-fits-all. Obviously, Tom Brady here, number one on the list. Top six quarterbacks over the past 25 years. Now, where things got hairy for me, obviously, was with Eli Manning. I initially had Ben Roethlisberger. But then I had to take a look and really compare the stats and the numbers. And it's easy to look at regular season, but what's more important? What's more important is what happens when you get to the big dance. And it's not so much about how many times you go. I told you, Eli Manning's regular season record is a flat 117 to 117 wins and losses. But he took his game to another level. And so I got Eli Manning at number six. It's obviously Ben Roethlisberger I would have put there at number seven. And then you could start really filling things out. We've seen many amazing players. Brett Favre only really played, at the beginning part of the decade from 2000 to 2010 was his last season. You have Philip Rivers, who played forever, but never had that championship-type success, was able to stick around for a long time. Now, even towards the end, multiple teams going over to the Colts. But look, when it comes to the best of the best, this wasn't just a matter of who won the most championships. I really wanted to take into account, who was a winner? What could these individuals do with their own talent? And then, you have to take into account stats, but I really prioritized winning because that's the name of the game. And if I want to think about somebody who's the best, who went out there and helped their team win, regardless of who's surrounded by them. We're having a lot of this conversation now with Brock Purdy. So I'm going to do this. The phone lines are open. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I just shared with you my top six quarterbacks over the last 25 years. It took me some time slapping myself back and forth to even put Eli Manning here on the list. But you can't take away the fact that, he's a winner. And he put that cape on in a way that a lot of folks haven't. I'm going to take your calls. Who are some of the best quarterbacks over the last 25 years? It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Make this Valentine's Day one she'll remember forever with an engagement ring from JamesAllen.com. James Allen knows each love story is unique. That's why they make it easy to custom design engagement rings at up to half the price of a traditional jeweler. Choose from tons of conflict-free diamonds, both natural and lab-grown, then pick your ring setting and metal. Shop the James Allen Valentine's Day sale and get 25% off with promo code PODCAST. That's 25% off at jamesallen.com, promo code PODCAST.
Says here that Gray Bar is a distributor?
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah. Construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Graybar does that.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I just brought you a new top six list. We took a look at some of the best and top quarterbacks over the last 25 years in the NFL. If you missed the entire list, you can go ahead and hit rewind. You can listen to the fancy audio, my explanations, some of the players in the league who kind of, you know, just highlighted and praised some of these quarterbacks. You can listen to all of that by hitting rewind on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Go ahead, get the app, listen to the show, and you can listen to my top six list. Here's a quick recap. After much debate, I had Eli Manning at number six. At number five, I gave you Drew Brees. At number four, I gave you Aaron Rodgers. At number three, I gave you Peyton Manning. At number two, I gave you Mr. Mahomes. And at number one, I gave you Tom Brady. Yeah, what a shock. What a surprise. Tom Brady, number one here on the list. A lot of debate. When I think about accomplishments, when I think about talent, really the only debate was, I'd say, Eli Manning at six. But I had to put him there for what he was able to do and how he elevated his game. Two Super Bowl MVPs, proven to be clutch many times over when the games mattered the most. He got hot, okay? 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Some of the top six quarterbacks over the last 25 years. Let's go ahead and pick up the phone lines. Let's start off in Alabama. Let's talk to Tim. Hey, Tim, you on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hello.
Yeah, you're live, Tim. Go ahead.
Hey, I got my rugby rolling in that, man.
How does that work? I understand the rugby is the phone, so we just prepay it? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, it's regular field, man. I'm just behind the time.
Okay, nothing wrong with
that. You know, everything's 20 years behind Alabama.
Everything is 20 years behind. Alabama's right next to me. Is it 20 years behind?
Yeah, you know, just go across the straight line. You play.
I've gone across the state line many times. The only thing that's changed for me is 1 hour. But if you say it's 20.
I heard it. I live out the country.
What did you say?
I live in a town of 404 people. Hubbardsville, Alabama.
There's how many people in your town?
404.
Okay. When I went to high school, I had 3,000 people in my school. But go ahead, Sam.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Well, hey, JR.
Yes.
Look, you know, I agree with you on so much of the stuff you say.
Yeah.
And I hope to disagree with you.
That's fine.
But I got to tell you, Phillip Rivers. Now, let's don't take Super Bowl and playoff win, but Phillip Rivers, your quarterback, much better than Eli Manning, and who you said was your next in line was Ben Roethlisberger. I would take Phillip Rivers over both of them.
Okay.
And I'd like to hear your response. I have no stats. I'm not one of these people to look up stats and talk about passing percentage and all this crap.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, I think Phillip Rivers is a much better quarterback.
So
and I do not like the Chargers.
Oh, well, that's perfectly fine. Phil Rivers, I know he is from Alabama, so maybe you got a little bit of backup on that one. I'll tell you this,
Tim. He went to North Carolina State, though.
Well, that's where he went to college. Yeah, that's two different things. He's from Alabama. Let me explain.
He's a high school coach in Alabama right now, also.
Well, Tim, I know that he's from Alabama, but let me explain to you why I went with who I went with. I didn't just look at what could have happened or what should have happened. I didn't just look at talent. I looked at exactly what took place over the past 25 years. I looked at the players and their individual talents. I looked at the players and their accomplishments. I certainly looked at winning Super Bowls as the ultimate accomplishment. And so that's the easy and simple reason as to why I went ahead and put Eli Manning here in this spot over Ben Roethlisberger. It was how clutch he was. And a real differentiating factor for this were the real big impact plays that Eli Manning had throughout his course and his time, you know, with the New York Giants. Yes, he had dudes who would go out there, and the Michael Strahans of the world, the O.C. Umanuras, who would go out there and, you know, operate on a defense. But at the same time, for Ben Roethlisberger in his time, the defense on a more consistent basis for the Steelers, I found their defense to be better on a more consistent basis than what the New York Giants had. And Eli Manning, and I know Ben Roethlisberger, he has the same amount of championships, of two, as Eli Manning. And it was a tough, real tough, it was a tough decision. I told you I had Ben Roethlisberger here first. But then I had to really look deeper into Eli and his comeback wins in the postseason. He was just a completely different player. And I guess if I could compare it the most, and thank you, Tim, for calling from Alabama, like, I don't care for Jimmy Butler, right? I know Jimmy Butler is more of a defender, how he came into the league. He's evolved as an offensive player. But then I look at somebody like Jimmy Butler, and we've seen what he's done in the postseason. He hasn't won a championship. There's no championship. There's no finals MVP. There's none of that. But if I did have to call it similar, I guess that's the closest I could put it. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Alan is calling up from Toronto. Hey, Alan, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
One of your hometown heroes, I don't know if you want to call him a hero or not, or you're a fan of his, but Matt Ice, 10 consecutive seasons of 4,000-plus passing yards, and he has a franchise record for passing yards, passing TDs, and attempts, completions, passer rating. The only thing I didn't like about him is that he fell victim to the sack pack too many times, 488 career sacks. My question to you is, whenever there's a sack, is it more to do with the offensive line caving in, or is it more to do with the quarterback
holding onto the ball too long?
What do you think?
There's no answer. There's not a one-size-fits-all answer for that. We have quarterbacks who get sacked because they hold on to the ball too long. We have quarterbacks who get sacked because they can't read coverage. We have quarterbacks who get sacked because they scramble too much. And then we have quarterbacks who get sacked because the offensive line sucks. And then we have quarterbacks who get sacked because there's a combination of all three or four things that I just mentioned. So there's not a one-size-fits-all. I ask this to you. When I think about Matt Ryan coming out of Boston College, he's played the better part of the last decade. A lot of the players that I just mentioned played much longer than Matt Ryan, who I believe is no longer going to play in the NFL. And based on longevity and accomplishments, and we know he has an MVP, we know he got close to winning a Super Bowl, but that did not happen. Is there anyone on this list that you would remove and place Matt Ryan on for?
Possibly Ben Roethlisberger. He won two in a row.
Ben Roethlisberger isn't on my list, Alan.
Troy Aikman won three. But he's been gone for a long time.
Yeah, we're talking about the past 25 years.
Steve Young could be considered one of them,
okay.
Too.
Alan, hold on one second.
Yeah, sure.
On. No problem. Hey, Ryan Hickey, help me out here. Help me out. Help me, Ryan. Something. Nothing, Ryan? No? No help?
Help in terms of the cutoff being 1998? If you want to do 25 years?
I'm saying in my head, quick math. I don't know. I'm thinking 25 years. I think it's simple. From the era of Brady till now is just about almost 25 years. So hold on. Let's go back to Alan. Alan, you okay? You all right?
Yes, fine. Yes, I'm glad I got you on. I'm listening to you between 6 and 10 now. So I'm glad I can. I found a station that takes
the feed. Well, we appreciate that, Alan. Well, you know where to find me, and so I'll be here, 855-212-4CBS. You know what, Alan? You're my favorite quarterback, okay? How about that? Is that good?
Yeah, and you're my favorite talk show host, too. You represent class, intelligence, and personality. You're my favorite, too. So.
Oh, well, thank you. It's a match made in heaven. Hey, Alan, I'll talk to you soon, okay? Call back.
Yeah, I sure will. Thanks a lot. Okay.
Take care. Shout-outs to Alan for calling from Toronto. Oh, what the compliments. Oh, my goodness. Call me classy. Oh, my God. It's so nice. Oh, thank you, Alan. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. More of your calls on the other side of the break. We're talking some of the best quarterbacks over the past 25 years. Don't move.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Says here that Graybar is a distributor?
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Graybar does that.